This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The acting director of the Indian Health Service met with community leaders in Wales and Sheshmerath. KNOM's JoJo Phillips reports that once there, he saw firsthand the sanitation challenges that Alaska Native villages face.
Rear Admiral Michael Wiaki, the director of IHS, began his tour of several Norton Sound regional communities in Wales. He was joined by representatives from Norton Sound Health Corporation and met with tribal leaders to learn about the community's outdated sewage facilities. Director Wiaki said he found the visit to the unserviced village informative and productive.
We talked a lot about the health disparities that exist because of that lack of infrastructure, and starting to talk about how we might be able to team together with the state of Alaska, the Environmental Protection Agency, and others to find the funding necessary to put that infrastructure in place.
An unserviced community is the official terminology for one lacking access to residential water and sewage. Frank Oxarock Jr. is the mayor of Wales. He says the village has been fighting for water and sewer since before he was born.
I'm second generation advocating for water and sewer here in Wales, so I think it's better late than never. There's a light down the tunnel, and hopefully in the very near future, we'll be able to get water and sewer for our community.
According to Oxarock Jr., the current water and sewage system in Wales is outdated, difficult to use, and long overdue for renovation.
And it's just something that a lot of people take for granted. When you need water, you just turn the faucet on. And up here in Wales, we still have to haul the water in and haul it out.
Wales, along with other unserviced villages, uses a honey bucket system in which waste is collected by the bucket from individual houses and hauled off to a lagoon nearby. Mayor Oxarock Jr. described the system as, quote, not so clean, end quote. The visiting IHS and NSHC members also visited Wales Washateria, which has not been renovated since the early 70s. Director Wiaki commented on the state of the facility.
Well, definitely that Washateria is showing its age. They've done a lot of replacement, patching that facility together to keep it running, and it's in bad need of update.
New changes are also in store for Sheshmerath, which was the next stop on the tour for Director Wiaki. According to Donna Barr, the vice president of Sheshmerath's tribal council, there were lengthy discussions on the construction of a new reservoir, the expansion of the village's dump site, and the addition of a new water tank. Meanwhile, Alaska Native villages, like Wales, hope federal assistance for residential water and sewer can become more than just a pipe dream. Reporting in Nome, I'm JoJo Phillips.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.